Hello, I'm Larry Goldman. I'm the head of telecom networks and software at Analysys Mason. And today I want to talk to you about what we're doing in research in the area of network virtualization. So this is an area of great interest and promise for network operators, and certainly of a very significant issue for the vendor community. It really is disruptive of the way that network operators have deployed their networks up until now. It's an area that's been getting a great deal of interest for the last several years, and we've done a great deal of research up until now. But it's becoming more and more central to the approach we're taking in our research, and that's really reflective of the fact that it's become more and more central to the network deployment strategies of operators all over the world. So as we approach this research, the core of what we're doing, the strategic program that really focuses most on this, is the program we call a software controlled networking. And in this area, we forecast the spin, operator spin for cloud, for network function virtualization, for SDN. And we've done this for quite a while, and we continue to break this down and get more detailed in how we do this. But we also lay out the overall strategies and how they're developing, explain what different operators are doing around the world, how those strategies differ from one another, and so forth. It's certainly a world where tier one operators are way out in the forefront on this. We're seeing examples of what they're doing and explaining then for other operators what that means, and certainly for the vendor community what this means. And what we really see happening going on really is there is a whole new value chain of the way networking value is deployed by network operators. And so it's very much going away from the idea of putting in discrete boxes in networks and much more of building a network platform, a virtualized network platform that runs on a more industry standard IT hardware, and the network functions that we used to embody in boxes are now virtualized in software that runs on these standard platforms. So it's actually a fairly easy concept to talk about at a high level, and a very difficult one to actually deploy and make work in the real world of network operations. And so that's what our research is really grappling with. So beyond this strategic view that we are laying out of the overall approaches and so forth in SSEN, we have several programs that take this into very specific areas of detail. One of those areas is next generation wireless, where we're really looking at how do wireless networks get built in this new virtualized world. What characteristics do they have? How are the technologies changing? What does the value chain really look like? So another program that we have that's very much wrapped into those how do you deploy capabilities and so forth is the service delivery platforms. It's a program we've had for quite a while, and we've seen that this area has really changed a lot in the last few years as many of the things that have been built have been put into a virtualized environment. So those are areas that, in fact, we've been working in a lot specifically around the network. Now, we believe that there's a one of the significant changes that's happening as we apply the concepts of virtualization is that operators need a new idea of, in fact, how they operate a network. We call it a next generation operational framework. And I think the core issue here is there's a lot of things that can work in today's environment with discrete boxes and so forth, and people can walk up to those boxes and deal with them and so forth. It's a very manual process, and it works for operators. Part of the promise and the problem of virtualization is that that manual process doesn't work anymore. So operators really need a fully automated view of how they're going to operate their networks. And so that calls for this next generation operational framework. And then within that framework, a lot of different problems have to be solved. The network itself operating, the management of the network, the handling of problems in the network, the instantiation of new services in the network, all those things require this new next generation operational framework. And that framework we're mapping out in our network orchestration and management program, the NOM program. So our research is mapping that out, explaining how that applies in things that we've already seen happening and how we think that that's going to continue to evolve and develop. Again, it's part of this new value chain for the way operators will develop capabilities and what that means for vendors in terms of how they'll have to sell their product capabilities into this new virtualized network and next generation operational framework. So then we have several programs that have really covered and continue to cover the traditional areas of OS success, service assurance, and service fulfillment. And those programs continue to deal with the reality of where we are. We have real networks today built with those traditional network elements, and people are migrating from that existing world and making it work. It's how their networks operate today. It's how they generate revenue today. And they're now migrating toward this new next generation operational framework, virtualized network. And so in our service assurance and service fulfillment programs, then we're covering how do they make those migrations and what does that mean for vendors. So we have this group of programs. They are strategically organized under the banner, the umbrella of what we're doing in SCN. And then they deal with these very specific aspects of different elements of dealing with the virtualized network. So it's an area that has enormous promise. It's very disruptive for operators, very disruptive for the vendor community. And we think our research is really helpful to all parties involved to understand not only where you're trying to get to, but how you get there from where we are today.